Okay, so we've had the election results have pretty much seem clear now. What's your take on it? Is this a victory for anyone, or is this just sort of sharing the seats between everyone?
Well, I think it's business as usual. The outcome is what I think most of us expected, which is a broad majority for the Latvian parties. The current government will continue in office, and the Russophones will remain in opposition. So really, it's business as usual. It's a pattern of politics we've had for the last quarter of a century, and I would say nothing has substantially changed.
But the distribution of the seats between, say, the three or four main parties is a lot more even now. Is that going to lead to friction with the parties more jostling for position? Because previously we had this idea that unity was the big brother. Are they now kind of brothers of equal size?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, initially, the first reaction of the political leaders was, I mean, the current government will continue in office with, you know, a new finance minister and some other ministers possibly reshuffled. On reflection, over the coming days, I think it's certainly true that the National Alliance will possibly ask for another ministerial post. And certainly the Green Farmers might also ask for another ministerial post. And this, of course, will open up the process to, you know, once you open up Pandora's... was it Pandora's basket?
Box.
Box, even. Yeah. Good Lord, you put a microphone in front of me. And once you open up Pandora's box, then it'll be very difficult. So I think eventually what will happen after lots of posturing and so on, I think we'll find the current government broadly back in office with maybe a couple of ministerial seats redistributed. But the big ones, I think, Prime Minister, Finance Minister will remain unity. Foreign Minister will remain unity, and I think Defence Minister will remain Green Farmers. And of course, those are the critical ones at the moment.
And moving over to Ivars Ieps now. Last night you told me to wait and see until the polls. Don't trust the exit poll, wait for the results. Yeah, yeah. And it seems like you were right.
Yeah, I was. I mean, exit polls are sometimes very kind of dubious, and so which means actually is that we had to all this blubbering we had last night, let's say starting from 8 p.m. till midnight, actually was complete bullshit.
But, terrible. Yeah.
But what about the ruling coalition? I mostly agree with what Daunis said, so that's it. Let's wait and see. No significant changes. Some ministerial seats. I'm not sure about the Prime Minister, because Straujam most probably won't stay, but who is going to be the next? Piebalgs has refused, as far as I know. Who else? Aboltiņa is out of the parliament, which means that it's for her it's actually virtually impossible to lead the government.
Okay. Could it be possible we see someone from a different party?
Yeah, I mean, there is, let's say, rumors are going around about Zile probably coming into the game, but everything depends actually on the president, who is still undecided.
And, was there an overwhelming issue as far as this election was concerned, or was it a bit piecemeal with, at different times in the campaign, different things coming to the fore?
I mean, of course, Latvian politics have always been rather securitized, but this time, of course, this Crimean and Ukrainian context played a role, but... I'm not sure whether that was really the only question on the table, because many several other issues were mentioned, like Citadele, which actually spoiled something for the Unity Party. So what else? And of course, personalities. So let's see what happens. I'm quite skeptical about the next coalition, because... of course, Unity will be at the center of that coalition, but the problem is that there is no overwhelming majority to Unity, which means that most probably there will be a lot of horse trading and in terms of ministerial positions, of who is going to be the next speaker of Saeimas. It will take a while, but since there is a strong majority already. I mean, the old coalition with 60-plus mandates. That means that this will, I mean, this will lead to some kind of result as early November or something.
And the other thing that I wanted to ask, which used to be the question everyone used to ask immediately after previous elections, was, but doesn't seem to have been the case in the last couple of years, is how long will they last? Will they see through a whole period, or are we looking at another 2 years and then another election, or what?
I mean, the pattern of Latvian politics is pretty clear. A new government every year. And it's hard to believe that the pattern will be broken now. I mean, political parties are fundamentally the same. They're small. They serve certain specific economic or sectoral interests. I mean, this hasn't changed, so I don't see any reason why the general pattern of Latvian politics should change.
Yes, especially because of the small players coming into the game, which means that actually there will be opportunities to create also other coalitions and so on and so forth, but let's see who the next prime minister is, because this tradition actually was broken already by Kalvaitis in 2006, who was in the office for three or something years after Dombrovskis, after him. It would be very unfortunate if we return to that sad tradition of governments lasting for 12 or 14 months. Mm-hmm.